It is Alternative Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7, and that is brand new from New Politics off the album Lost in Translation. It is called Color Green. I am Nick Rivers, and we are broadcasting live from Buffalo Riverworks. It is night one of what is now a three-night spectacle down here, the Kerfuffle Before Christmas, and joining us on the couch in the lovely bowels of the Buffalo Riverworks New Politics.
Woo! What's up, Buffalo?
Welcome back, gentlemen. Glad to see you. Glad to have you back here again. And I didn't realize this till I sat down a couple seconds ago that you played Kerfuffle 2015, you were there at the summer show in 16, and now you're back for TKBC in 2017.
It's awesome, yeah.
It's very
Thanks
awesome.
So much for
Flattered.
Having us,
Thank
man.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're excited for it. And, you know, it's hard to believe that the station now is we're in our fifth year, and thinking way, way back, the very first thing we ever did as a radio station was the big game bash with the Super Bowl when you guys played our own little halftime show.
That's right.
So we're going back a few years on this one, and I remember there were a lot of shots that night, and then it got fuzzy. Hopefully we go down the same road tonight. You ready for a good time this evening, I think?
Always.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fantastic, man. Well, a new record, Lost in Translation. Lots of new sounds on there. Definitely a different direction for you guys as a band. I already spoke to David about this the other day, so I want to get Soren and Lou's take on this as far as the music.
Thanks a lot.
Hey,
thanks
we already
lot,
went through
Nick.
This. I don't want you to repeat the same answer again. I mean, we go way back to like Tuesday. We talked about this already. But you guys, as far as the input on the new record, was there an intent to make a different sounding record, or was this just the growing up process as musicians and as people in life?
I think that's the main thing. We just wanted to write songs that you know we had fun writing the songs, and I think one of the main things was that we got to talk about real things in our lives. A lot of things have changed for us over especially the last few years, and you know, we kind of moved away from our base in New York, and you know, David had a little baby girl, and there's been a lot of things that we had to write about. So when we started the writing process, we would come up with New Politics vibey songs. You know, it was almost like there was a formula for us, and you know, and how to do it. And they didn't feel right. So I think that, you know, you can't really escape that sound. It's still there in the songs. But it was really fun for us to, this time, just say, let's do this. Let's have fun in this direction. And then those songs ended up being personal songs about real things that had happened in our lives. And every single song, except I actually have to admit, none of us has been to Istanbul. But and there's a song called Istanbul. But everything else, pretty much, is about real things that, you know, Color Green was before David's girl Wolfgang was born. There was a song about that whole like idea of somebody growing up and like what it means to be a dad, even though I think David still doesn't really know what it is, and we definitely don't. But you know, it's those beautiful things about
my daughter is changing me.
Yeah, so that's, you know, we really genuinely needed to write this album. I think that's like that would be my take on what you were asking.
Completely different than what I said. And now Lewis is going to give his version.
Lewis like, yeah, you know, there's like drums together. I mean, come on, man.
Lewis is like, you know, it was just, I was one day, I was sitting at this bar and this guy told me, yo, you Lost in Translation. And I was like, that's it. That's it.
Oh, he's right. That's it.
That's where it came from.
The funny thing, we realized that drummers think that they actually speak English, but this is how they really sound. David, can you give an example? And we translate as a band. It's a main function of the other band
members.
Why does
this always happen to me? Why?
We're like, hey, Lewis, how's your days? How's your day been going? I'm like, oh, okay, good.
Splashy.
That's hey, what's up, Lewis?
I mean, I tell you though, the first note of that album, it was like, or from Color Green, I was like, this is something different from you guys. And then when you actually sit there listening to the lyrics, it's like, this is really different. But it's still you, you know? So it just definitely a step forward in your career. So a record from front to back, amazing stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, so David, I want to reach back to when Nick was saying how you've been with our station pretty much when we very first started a few years ago. And you guys have been here quite a few times, and now you have a daughter. I hear that Buffalo, New York is a very great place to raise a family. So seeing that you guys have been here a lot, why don't you just move here already? Come on.
Oh, my God. You know, it's funny because someone actually, isn't there something about college you get like a deduction or there's like
oh, you get it for free.
You get it for free,
yeah. If you like, are you guys really that desperate to get more people?
No, we're not desperate. We're just trying to.
That almost sounds like too good to be true.
It's a real thing. It's
right. That's like back home in Denmark where we're from. It's all education and healthcare is all free. But well, she's Christian's down there filming The Walking Dead, so it would be hard unless. Can we arrange a private jet? We're not really on that level. Now I'm going to pretend that we can do stuff like that because it sounds good.
You know, why don't you ask
would be
Nick?
Really
He's
hard.
The magic man.
I'll make some calls.
We'll get some sponsors.
Got a jet guy?
I got a jet guy.
No, I would love to. I really do love it up here. I love the North, like, just in general. It really, it's yeah. There's like a nostalgic, brings me sort of back home to Scandinavia. But I mean, that's such a hard thing. A good question. You put me in the spot, and I'll have to think about it. Maybe when she gets older for college.
There you All go. Right.
All
that
right.
Sounds
we got,
good
we got
to
about
me.
17 years to make that happen. So, you know, years ago, you guys, you played, I want to say it was over at Darien Lake, and then afterwards, you came back to my place, and we watched Breaking Bad. And that was Amazing. The first time I ever saw that show, and I got hooked, and now I'm into Better Call Saul, and I'm watching that.
So good.
You guys right now, what is your television binge watch obsession?
Well, I actually have to say I finished the Punisher in like pretty much 2 days. Stranger Things, one day.
Right. Yeah. There's only eight of them.
Oh, I mean, it's sad. Yeah. It's sad when you're done. You're like 11. Where did you go? For me, it was Punisher. I think it was like an excellent show. It's not really a superhero show, and it's really like a man show. You know, like revenge and like yeah. So it was awesome.
All right. What
didn't drink beers, but I drank a lot of coffee watching it.
Good reason to stay up.
Yeah, I don't even know how to respond to that. I did Stranger Things. I'm a big like true crime fan, so I do a lot of those like I don't know. There was something with Jessica Biel that I just watched that was really good on.
I think I saw an ad for that. I know the one you're talking about.
It was awesome. Yeah, yeah. I mean, not only was the show good, but it's anytime you can get to look at Jessica Biel for
it's a win-win.
Yeah, you're winning. You're winning.
You might get slapped by Justin Timberlake next time we meet him.
I'll take that too. I'll take that.
Just like right here. Just yes. Oh.
I know. I'm a little behind the curve on it since it's third season now. But I just started Mr. Robot. I don't know if you guys have watched that. Fantastic show.
I've seen two of the seasons. It's really
good. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
There's so many now. It's so hard. The last one. I of course have to watch The Walking Dead, which I love to do. Anyways, I'm not just doing that because of Christian. And then, of course, there's Game of Thrones. I was a little off on it on this last season because there's so many TV shows.
Right.
But the last one I really watched religiously was Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, that's cool. That's a really cool show, too.
That was the one that I watched, and I'm behind. I haven't even seen season two of Stranger Things or
Oh, you got to. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Are you guys jealous?
I kind of am, knowing that's done for me already.
That's how
you
I
still
was.
Have
that's how
you
I
still
was.
Have that coming.
That's how I was when you told me that you didn't watch Breaking Bad. We're like,
oh, just wait.
Damn it.
If you guys are just tuning in, David Soren and Lou of New Politics here hanging out with us. They will be performing tonight along with Bishop Briggs and Barnes Courtney. It is night one of the Kerfuffle Before Christmas. Let's get back into the tunage now, guys. Thank you so much for taking some time sitting down with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us. If I may end this with, you know, we've had this, I feel, relationship with this area of the country, you know, for quite a few years since we started over here, so being back here is awesome for us, and we're just really happy to be here.
Right. Well, we're excited to have you as part of the Kerfuffle Before Christmas. Let's do another one off Lost in Translation. New Politics and One of Us. It's all Buffalo. 107.7 and 104.7 live from Buffalo Riverworks.
Everybody needs a place to call their home. Everybody needs someone to call their own. Even when you're lonely, now you know.